This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 7/15/22. The name of the patient is Carolyn, Carolyn Lyons, Lyons. This is Carter Care Associates letterhead. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. File EST space Lyons space C. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 7/15/22. Referring physician Hia Maria Gusak, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armeza, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 62-year-old female. With history of CAD, and chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline. Correction, 62-year-old female with history of non-obstructive CAD and chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common non-specific STT wave changes, period VPCs noted on monitor. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 122 over 72, baseline heart rate, 79 beats per minute, period. New paragraph, the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 96% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 160 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24320, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 108 over 60 and a heart rate of 86 at the end of the recovery period. There were asymptomatic isolated monomorphic VPCs at baseline and during early recovery, but there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions. 1, normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise stress test to 96% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were asymptomatic isolated monomorphic VPCs noted at baseline and in early recovery, but none during stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.